Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
Welcome, 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 and you have tuned into the Kim Pagano Show.
Motivational Monday.
That is right. I know. I'm telling you, it was an amazing weekend. You were on a journey with your son.
I went on an epic adventure this weekend.
Very cool, very cool.
I got
cool.
So many stories, I couldn't possibly fit them in 1 hour.
I know. You know what's funny? I've been trying to, like, reflect because I did a lot this weekend, and yeah. You know what? But really, that's what my show's all about, is really gifting every single moment, every single day.
Yeah.
And living in your journey and
yeah.
Really, you know, even if you can't be there for a long time, just that change of direction and,
yeah.
You know, it was an amazing weekend. Anyways, I am so excited that you are starting your day here in a positive way. We've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau always on my Motivational Monday. Welcome.
I'm so glad to be here. And,
Thank you.
Just had so much fun this weekend.
I want to hear all about it.
God.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got Matt on our board and, you know, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Also, we've got Uncle Charlie for a better purpose. And, you know, I love that. I love family. That's what it's all about, is feeling like you've known somebody forever.
I have known Charlie forever.
See, well, yeah. Okay, so this is my second time of his. But I can't wait to, you know, hear more of your wonderful music. It's so peaceful and it's charming. So welcome.
Thank you very much. Aloha kakahiaka, or good morning to everybody. And, you know, I tell you the truth, I've known Steven for a long time, too.
Since I was a teenager.
And you're still ugly.
All right. Well, anyways, well, we've got a great show for you today. And we're going to talk a little bit about our weekends and how we can make sure that we're reaching different goals in our lives.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody on Monday morning showed up at the office, showed up at work, showed up at school, and said, I've got to tell you what happened this weekend.
Yes, exactly.
This was amazing.
And not only that, is you take a couple minutes to reflect on where you've been
exactly.
Instead of always going into your next moment.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's really important. So many people are in the 24/7
mm-hmm.
instead of going, wow, this is an amazing time. I'm having a really good time. And let me tell you, I've been in that journey. I've been in, mm-hmm. like, go to the next gig. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just, I want to have that awe time every moment, every day, so that I have jewels that I can take with me. And so that's kind of where I'm at today.
Yeah.
One, I want to tell you, I went to the Center for Spiritual Living in Westlake and
nice.
Listened to Les Brown.
Did you
Brown.
See Les Brown?
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be on my show.
That's great.
Okay, yeah. I
he
mean,
is
but
an
not
amazing
only,
spiritual leader.
You know what it is, first of all, God, I couldn't even take as many things as he was giving.
I know.
You know?
Right.
Amazing. But his message is follow your dream. Follow your dream. Why are we all out there not following our dreams?
Right.
Who's stopping us? Ourselves.
We are.
You know, who's cutting us off? Ourselves. So allow yourselves to interact, and maybe you don't even know what your dreams are. I mean, that's a big problem. We don't even know what our dreams
right.
are.
Right. And I tell that to people in my private practice a lot when I say, you know, you need to follow your passion, and they'll look at me with that blank
what
stare
is
like,
my passion?
I don't know what my
yeah.
passion is. And I tell them, you now need to believe that your passion is finding your passion.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it is that you want to do, that's fine. But you have to be passionate about finding it. Don't be lackadaisical. Don't sit back and say, well, I'm not quite sure. It'll just happen. It'll just come down the river. If you stand in the river and wait for the current to carry you something, it's very easily missed.
Very true.
You've got to go after it. You got to go upstream to find it sometimes.
And not only that.
And that's a fun journey.
Be inspector. Be your own Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, be out there looking for which one's going to turn you on.
Right.
Which one you're going to feel passionate about. Which one is going to be,
right. Like, how
know,
do you know what foods you don't like or it, do like unless you taste them?
Exactly. So I want to tell you, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're all positive talk here. It's all about really feeling good and looking good and doing good. That's what my listeners are looking for.
Yeah.
And again, I always want to open up our lines at 805-639-0008. We have an interesting guest that's going to be joining us here. And it is Kathleen McIntyre, and her book is Guiding Signs 101, which is kind of interesting because, you know, sometimes we could go along the same road and see nothing.
Right.
Or see, you know, different things every time because we're in a different place. We're evolving. We, you know, and so I think it's really important to look at the surroundings about, you know, your journey.
Right. So, and if you're taking an active interest in your own life, what you're doing is you're finding the meaning in life, not waiting to find the meaning of life.
Correct.
If you're waiting to fit into a system and figure out where you fit in that system, well, then you're going to wait a long time. But if you're finding the meaning in life, you can look at anything. You can look at a pen and try to derive the meaning in your life right now.
Exactly. Well, so this weekend, one, obviously, I went and saw Les Brown, met I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. You know what is just amazing when you have, and, you know, like you and I have, I mean, you hang out with people, and guess what? Those are the people that you're going to be a part of.
Uh-huh.
And
well, and amazing people gather.
Oh, my God. There was
because
so much energy
to the
in there
things.
That, you know, I couldn't even walk out the door. It just was, and I've gotten so many people that are connecting with me right now, phone calls and emails and stuff. So that's, I love that. I knew I was in the right place, you know. Then the next day, Saturday, I went to the Blues Festival.
Nice.
Amazing weather. Oh, my God. Just great music, great people. And, you know, it was just being there. Being there, kind of just relaxing. And then Saturday night, I went up to Sugar Beets. And Amelia just started a thing. One, she's got amazing makeup. But not only makeup, she started this organization. It's Come On Mom. And it's for women who have breast cancer. And that, you know what? They're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something that I really feel passionate about because I'm all into look good, feel good, do good.
Sure.
And so when something tragic happens in your life, a lot of women think they're not attractive anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, oh, my God. So she's got amazing, beautiful bras, beautiful. She just, it's all about how I feel, you know.
Yeah.
And so that was amazing. And she dedicated it to her mom. I brought my mom with me.
Oh, nice.
And so it was an amazing night. Beautiful restaurant. And then Sunday, I just kicked back with my husband and my kids and just, you know, enjoyed my surroundings.
Very cool.
And it was a beautiful weekend. So anyways, and I know you were on a journey with your son.
We went up to the Paso Robles sidecar event, and it's been 2 years since I've been up there, and we took our motorcycle sidecar and drove all the way up. We met several people
perfect
along the way.
Wedding.
So
perfect weather, too, huh?
Yeah, and our caravan grew because there were so many people from different parts of the Southern California on the way up there, and so we met at different locations. We met some people in Ojai. We met some people in Solvang, and we just kept going up there. So by the time we got there, we had like 9 rigs there. And then we just did all the things you can do around town in addition to the big event in the Central Park. And then on the way home yesterday, we just took our time, and we stopped at places.
Enjoying
and we,
the
and
scenery
we just
as
kind of breathed
come.
It in. Yeah. And we had lunch, and we stopped in Santa Barbara at the pier, and we just different places. You know, California is so amazing.
There is.
We live in one of the most beautiful places in the whole world, and you have to just stop and breathe it in from time to time.
Right.
And the best part for me, the whole thing, was that I was unplugged.
yeah.
No Facebook, no email, no television. And, you know, people said, did you hear that there was an earthquake? I'm like, no, I didn't hear. I don't care.
Yeah, you know, and you want to know, in fact, and I'm going to get to my next guest because I'm really excited to talk with her. Last night, our lights went out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had a kind of of a peaceful day, but we were getting ready for today. You know, we're kind of getting in that mode, right? Had an amazing weekend. But I had to light all our candles in our house, and I was like, oh, my God, I forgot,
Unplugged sometimes.
Yes, and it's funny because my husband's not really into candles like I am, and he was like, oh, this is really nice, you know? And even our kids came out, and they all had their candles, and I was like, oh, this is God's way of saying stop. If you're not going to stop, we're going to make you stop for just a moment.
Do you ever do that and hope that the power doesn't come back on for a little while?
I told you. I know. It was... Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's funny. I think the people across the street were having a party, so I heard them singing outside. My husband said, can you imagine if we were having a party now? And I said, yeah, because I'm not really afraid. I'm really on this journey of whatever's meant to be is meant to be.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Anyways, well, I am so excited that you are here with us, joining us today. And it's a perfect way to start your day. So make your list. Put a couple things on it that you want to challenge yourself. But first and foremost, enjoy your life. That's what it's all about. This is our journey. And anyways, we have Kathleen McIntyre. Are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome.
How are you?
So
great and delighted to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you. And, you know, you have Guiding Signs 101 guidance cards for a smooth ride on your life's journey. I guess that couldn't have been meant to be, right? I'm telling you. You know, it's funny. Everybody says, do you write all your script? I don't. It just comes out, you know?
Oh, so, yeah. No, we're improv.
I'm telling you, I'm all about the moment. So anyways, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, let's see. I live here in Northern California, and I have Moonbear Sanctuary. I'm a steward of for bringing cutting-edge workshops and things alive. Kind of, I had a dream that it was the land was to be a birthing center for the new paradigm. So I'm just showing up any way that I can serve in that. And I lead journeys with women to sacred sites once a year. We're going to go to Peru this year over the fall equinox. And I got back from a trip to Guatemala around the 20-day Mayan calendar, the 20-day sun signs, and activating that energy within each woman, depending on the sites that we went to in Guatemala. And we had fire ceremonies over winter solstice with the Mayan elders. And I'm just really committed to bringing truth and love to our planet. And that was one of the reasons I came up with the Guiding Signs 101 cards. It was actually kind of a download that came through that I just saw. I was teaching a course in London. I was living in London, England about 10 years ago. And most of the women were corporate, and I realized they didn't really get synchronicity and intuition. And I just asked the question, wow, what would be a really easy way to put this across to people that would be fun and easy? And it was almost like Spirit just showed me. Everyone knows what the road signs are. We know stop and go, red light, green light, and speed bump, and windy road, all of those. So I have 44 road sign cards in a box that comes with a guidebook to really help people remember that the truth lies within inside of ourselves, and it's not on the outside.
I love
you know,
this.
I did about 400 miles on the 101 this weekend.
Did you detour ahead?
I did. Yeah, I saw just about all of the road signs that are in here on this
so
book.
I love your idea of where you're going, but I don't understand it. So can you help us understand it?
Okay, like with the road signs?
Yeah. How would we use this every day in our lives?
Okay, so let's say people have so many decisions, but most people are living just running from one thing to the next, and we've forgotten how to really tune in and listen inside. So it's not really about the guiding sign cards. The road sign cards are a bridge. They're just really helping us listen because we have a field that we're living in, and what shows up outside of ourselves is a mirror to what's going on inside.
So like true. I definitely agree with that.
Right. So the cards just work on that principle. So if you have a decision or something that you're wondering about, you can just sit in silence and ask the question and pull a card and then just really tune in to how that lands with you. And the amazing thing that's happening, besides helping people make decisions and get in touch inside, they're creating this amazing authenticity and intimacy, because partners are using them with each other, mothers are using them with their children, and I'm just getting the most incredible feedback, because the card that each person pulls is the card that's most present to the energy and what's going on with them. So often we try to hide and keep those things away from other people, but this is a tool that really allows what's present to come up and to be shared and talked about.
So, Kathleen, and for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We've got Uncle Charlie. I'm going to give you a doctor's, right? There you go. And this amazing music that we're going to be hearing. And we've got Matt on our board. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. So I have your cards in hand right now. So how would I go about doing this?
Well, often what I do is I'll shuffle the cards and I'll just ask, what is my road sign card for today?
Because I'm going to pass one around to all of us
all
in
right,
here.
Okay.
And let people hold them and shuffle them and draw their own cards.
Okay.
You really infuse your own energy
I pulled mine. Go ahead and you can shuffle yours. You can feel them.
All right. Shuffling. And all right, there we go.
This would be a really good conversation party.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, I'm always having a party wherever I go. I just love that. So,
Kim, you are a party.
Hey, wait a minute. Okay. Okay, so let's see. We'll start with Matt. Matt, what's your card? Okay, go ahead. So it's a parking sign with a...
No, it's no parking.
No parking zone.
No parking zone, yeah.
So then you go to the guidebook. So shall we just read a little bit about
Let's do this. Okay.
So he's got no parking. So I need to find that in the index. Okay.
No parking, 92.
Thank you. You're
fast. I do fast. I got four kids, okay?
So it comes with a poem and inquiries, and we won't do the inquiries. There's something you can journal and really go deeper, and then a deeper meaning. So the poem is, no parking, no, not here. Keep going until it's clear. This isn't the place to rest. Keep going. You'll find what's best. And a little bit of the deeper meaning. The no parking sign is showing us that this is not the place to stop and park. It can be in a relationship, a job, or anything else. Is telling us to keep on moving, keep on trucking, keep on going. We may be in a place that feels comfortable and convenient. There's a parking place here right now before us. We may not want to go any further. Perhaps we're tired. We just want to stop for a moment. Yet we're being told that this is not the place to stop and park. Instead, we should keep going forward. Perhaps we will move into a place of mystery and we don't know what lies ahead. We want to know, but we don't know. We are being directed to listen inside and trust, although we don't know where and when the right parking space will appear. So I'll stop there.
Wow. Is that kind of relate to anything in your life?
Yeah, it's a happy Monday right now. This is doing it for me. Thank you.
There you go. See? All right. And
so
mine is...
How does that relate to right now in your life?
Definitely. More. I guess we could talk off air.
I like that. Matt's more my personal guy here. He doesn't like this. But so now I picked speed limit 10.
Speed limit 10.
Okay.
Yes.
That's slow.
Yeah, for me, right? So Guess what that probably is going to tell me right there.
Slow down,
girlfriend.
Slow down.
You move too fast.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song.
Love that song, too.
Great song. Can we find that? That's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what is speed limit 10?
Now's the time for going slow. Take it easy, don't you know? Not the time to accelerate. Are you being asked to wait? 10 miles per hour is very, very slow. We aren't being asked to stop. It's simply to go really, really slow. Have you noticed the difference between driving your car, riding your bike, and walking past the same area? When we slow down, we can take in more and pay closer attention. Look inside yourself and find out what are you being asked to pay attention to right now. Perhaps there's something you want to do, but this isn't the time to go full bore ahead with it. By slowing down, listening, and paying attention, you will get clarity. That way, you can find out if this is your path, and if not, what is. You can then be guided to your next step. Another aspect of 10 miles per hour can be slowing down enough to smell the roses.
Oh, you said it. And you know what? I just started my morning saying that. I'm telling you, I said, you know, I go at 100 miles an hour. But you know what? Now what I started doing is I still like to be and do everything, right? But I want to do it on my time, a little slower, you know, had a little scare this last weekend. So, yes, that is my way of, I thank you for that card. I appreciate that.
Oh, and thank you for your sharing. Yeah, it's always amazing how the person, you know, whatever card comes up is so perfect to the moment, what's going on. And so because of that perfection of what's really so, it can create such intimacy with people sharing them or even with yourself, you know, just these aha moments like, oh, yes, I want to smell the roses. What can I do today to be in the present moment?
Yes, you know what? I went and did all those activities, and then I laid out out in my backyard with my roses and my beautiful furniture that I love and, you know, just was in the moment. So,
how beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Stop and smell the roses once in a while.
Stop and smell the roses.
So my card, of course, for Monday, this is classic. It says begin.
Oh, hello. There you go. I love it.
Yesterday.
And I feel pretty much like an expert in beginnings because I have reinvented myself and begun new adventures constantly from the beginning of my life. And I'm always at the beginning. Maybe, you know, something I need to do is figure out how to finish a few things, too. Because I do leave some projects undone. But.
There you go. You know, I would love if there's a listener out there that wants to for me to pick out a card for them.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Well, that's a fun idea.
Yeah, give a call in at 805-639-0008. Don't dial while driving. Please pull over to the side. But 805-639-0008.
You're so conscientious. I appreciate that.
I am.
All right.
Well, I don't want to encourage people to be sitting there dialing while they're traveling down the 101.
Uncle Charlie has his is detour ahead.
Now, Catherine, I've been looking at this here. And, can you hear me, Catherine?
I can.
And what I see here in front of me is, first of all, aloha, good morning. How are you, my dear?
I'm great.
Good. Thank you.
And you?
I'm fine, actually. I'm doing much better as I'm listening to you unfold this whole thing. You have, I pulled here, detour ahead, and what I see here, the way ahead is not the same. Your point of reference, you must reframe. You reach your destination, it's true. Don't let a few extra turns make you blue.
Wow.
It's pretty self-explanatory. Why don't you, I could say 1,000 things about that, but I think you ought to tell me a few things about that, why you put that in there.
Well,
could you tell Uncle Charlie a few things, please?
Yeah, I would love to tell Uncle Charlie a few things. Well, actually, on all the cards, I mean, there's nothing that's, like, really negative. And sometimes we look at detour ahead and we get really bummed out and we start focusing on the detour and not opening ourselves up to, well, maybe this extra turn that I'm going to go here is going to take me someplace I've never been before and whole new things are going to open up for me. And the other thing with detour ahead is, yeah, it might take a few extra minutes, but you're going to end up at the same place you were before. The destination's the same.
Thank you, Catherine.
Awesome,
you know,
awesome.
You're right.
You know, we have, and then does that fit you, Uncle Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I love this. This is so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, we have one caller right now. We actually have a couple callers. So,
I think we have Judy on the line.
Yeah, we have Judy. And Judy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Is this your first time calling in?
I called once a long, long time ago to win some pizza.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, so from pizza to life's inner meaning. Let's go for it.
Okay, so you know what? I was just going to pick you out a card, but do you want it from the top, the middle, or the bottom?
I would like it from the middle.
Okay, I got your card right here. Speed limit 30.
Oh,
whoa,
wow,
you're flying, huh? Catherine, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hi, Catherine.
So, speed limit 30.
Flipping through the book.
Yeah, I know right where this one is. Slow down to a moderate speed. There might be traffic, so take heed. A relaxed, steady pace is how to proceed, not rush, so the signs you can read. And the deeper meaning. In the natural world, things move in a slow, graceful manner. Animals spend much of their time walking or being still. They save their energy and move quickly only when it's critical to life and death. Yet as humans, we tend to live life in the fast lane. 30 miles per hour is a moderately slow speed that allows you to be in the rhythm and flow of nature. At this speed, you can pay close attention to your surroundings. Look at the natural world. See how slowly a plant begins to grow and unfold. See how slowly the leaves fall off the trees in autumn. Then the flowers and trees go through their process of decay and fold themselves back into the earth. And finally, new life reappears in the spring. Another meaning of this card tells us about our relation to others. We often see the 30-mile-per-hour sign when we drive in cities. It is telling us to pay attention and be alert for other people and cars. So this card can also be reminding you to be aware of other people around you in your life. If you have drawn this card today, look and see where you are being asked to slow down and pay attention. See how you can get yourself into a rhythm with your own self and with the natural world. So how does that fit for you?
Oh, beautiful.
Very, very helpful. I love it. You know,
very nice.
And you know what's cool about this is also in her book, she has personal inquiries for today. So what is your speed that you generally move through? Are you a 30-speeder or are you?
Oh, the problem with me is that I think I vacillate from way too slow to way too fast.
Oh.
And there's hardly ever that happy.
So you need to keep moving, lady.
So this one is in between.
Just to kind of get more even.
The 55, you know. So it's like, when you said that, it reminded me of like the Three Bears. It's kind of like the middle way.
There you go.
Yeah,
guys.
Just right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Perfect for me today. Isn't that amazing?
Thanks for calling in, Judy.
Thank you so much.
That was really awesome.
I wanted to mention one other thing.
Please.
Sure.
The song that you were thinking of, it's called Feeling Groovy. So slow down, you move too fast.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Keep listening. Okay. And Judy, share us with all your friends. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. We have Brenda on the line. And Brenda, are you there? Good morning. Good morning.
You know what?
Hi.
Fabulous guest.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so are you talking?
Actually,
go
what
ahead.
I would like is, forgive me, I don't remember the name of your male host.
Oh.
Dr. Steven.
Dr. Steven.
Okay.
You want him to pick it?
Actually, I want him to pick it because it's regarding my sister's husband.
Wow.
Has been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
like,
that.
4 or 5 days ago.
Okay.
So,
Anyway,
could you
this card is
for Robert.
This card is for
Robert.
Well.
And shuffle it for him, too, yeah. So we get his energy, like, through our intention.
Okay, I'm shuffling.
All righty.
And while we're waiting for Dr. Steven, if anybody else out there, we've got a couple more minutes at 805-639-0008. Give us a call. This is fun.
I pulled the school card.
Ooh.
School card. So that's the picture of the two people holding books walking across the street with the sign that says school underneath it. And, you know, just off the top of my head, without even looking at the book, the first thing that hit me was education.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all, whenever something happens to us that is scary, which is out of our control, and we have to trust, you know, the professionals to do it, the only thing we can do to empower ourselves is to educate ourselves and to find out as much appropriate education from appropriate sources. The internet is great for doing research, but be careful of what you find because, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that's meant to scare the bejesus out of you.
Yeah.
You know, really, really find your sources and make sure they're very appropriate and accredited.
And adding to that, you know, I had a client, I had a couple clients, but one took the more of the natural path. And then one took more of the medical path.
Traditional medical, yeah.
And actually, the one that took the, you know, there's a couple of amazing doctors down in Santa Monica. And his was more, you know, it just depends on how far, you know, it is. But
you have to educate.
Definitely.
Yourself,
yeah. I think it's all about educating. So, Catherine, what's your thought on that?
I love what you both have come up with. It's so beautiful and so true. And that's the thing about the cards is, I give, you know, the poem and the deeper meaning and the inquiries, but it's really going inside. And, of course, that was just so beautiful, your read on it. And
oh, thank you. Yeah. And you have here, so what are you being called to learn? Look deeply, see what you discern, Discern. Oh, I'm sorry. Discern. My eyes are getting...
You got to put your glasses on, Kim.
Yeah, I know. It's bad, huh? Oh, God. Back in school, or will a workshop do? And to own yourself, now be true. Ooh, I like that. Yeah. And so in what area are you being called to grow? I think that's what we need to ask Robert. You know, maybe this is just a little hiccup, hopefully, in his life.
Does that make sense to you?
Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I've been listening to all three of you. And when the doctor started talking, I started getting chills up and down my spine.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. Brenda, if there's anything I can do, we're going to get your number off the air.
Would you please call me? Because I'm an empath.
I'll give you a call, Brenda. Yeah.
Okay, I would really appreciate that.
And all right.
Kim has my number.
Absolutely, I sure do. All right. That's fine. No,
all right.
that's great.
Many blessings to your brother-in-law. Hope for a speedy recovery.
Yeah, please repeat your guest, the name and number, and how to get a hold of those cards.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I will. Don't worry. Yeah, thank you. All right. Gosh, Kathleen, this was so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, but it just...
On your radio show, all of you, just full of joy and life and in the present moment and fun.
This is what we do.
This is exactly...
That's the new paradigm. It's like not having your nose to the grindstone and working hard. It's like what we're going to do is going to come from passion and desire and joy and fun and playfulness. So thank you for bringing that wonderful
energy. I love it. Yeah. You know what? I mean, and really, that's how I really live my life like this. I welcome new people in my world when we walk into a new place and you see who you haven't talked to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that Les Brown said, I know we're going to take a really quick break, is he said, if you're not, you know, if your friends no longer, you're the smartest one of your friends, you need to find new friends, you know. So not that you have to give up your friends, but it's really interesting to meet new people. So I am so glad that I met you, Kathleen.
Oh, and right back at you, all of you, thank you. I feel the same way.
And where do we find your book? We're talking to Kathleen McIntyre.
The book and cards.
Yeah, and it's...
I'm in a box set, so you get them all in one place. And they're in some bookstores and New Leaf Distribution, but probably the easiest thing, or on Amazon. So all you have to do is remember Guiding Signs 101, and I have a website, guidingsigns101.com.
Excellent.
And you can buy them there also. So if you just remember Guiding Signs 101.
Matt has your website up on the computer screen right here. It looks beautiful. Guiding Signs 101.
Okay.
Yeah. Simple to find.
Yeah.
Simple and easy to find.
And simple card. This is so much fun. I'm having you back. That was so much fun.
Well, I look forward to coming back. And thank you so much. And a beautiful day to all of you.
Thank you. And enjoy your life's journey.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And stay with us. We're going to be talking to Uncle Charlie. We're going to hear some of his music. Are we? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And all right. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers grow.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner. whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. That was so much fun, wasn't it?
Absolutely. See, this is the kind of stuff that motivates you on
Monday. Oh, I'm telling you. I know. And you know what? I do want to still, if anybody, you know, we had a couple calls, and just because Kathleen's not here, we're going to
We'll do our own interpretation.
Yeah, because I've got my cards, and she is probably listening right now.
And in this room, you have, three or four people who are intuitive and strong. And really love people.
Yeah.
And,
in fact, Uncle Charlie's like, just keep on with the cards. I want to, you know.
I want to hear Uncle Charlie.
I know,
man.
This is
my man, you know.
Absolutely. But anyways, you know what? But it is really fun. And sometimes we do need a little bit of guiding in our lives, you know.
Yeah.
It's just about really realizing what our signs are. And, you know, life changes.
Yeah.
Constantly. Mm-hmm. And we have to kind of change with it. It's all
go
about,
with the flow.
Yeah. And you know, this morning I heard somebody say, I always say if you're going down the wrong road, you know, or you're going down the road and then you realize that it's the wrong road, right?
Yeah.
But what if you're climbing a hill and you've climbed and worked really hard to the top and then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, this isn't what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Is that time wasted that you've been?
No.
No.
Certainly not.
You've learned as you've climbed it.
Growth and effort is always benefiting every part of your body.
I have to tell you that by doing this show and meeting the amazing people that have been on my show and that have been involved in my life, I have to tell you, there's no time wasted.
Right, exactly. They're
footprints in my life now, and they've changed. I have a calmness.
I do. You know, you radiate that. You know, there's a certain aura about you that I think that our audience really responds to. Is that you've accomplished so much, and yet at the same time you still have so many more dreams, but you're not frantic about it.
I'm not.
And people really respond to you not being frantic.
Yeah, no.
And that's, again, another reason why I wanted to bring Uncle Charlie in again, because as you can feel this vibe that's going
God,
on right now.
I'm like melting into the sun on the beach.
I've been to Hawaii, I don't
say
know
that
how
again.
Many times.
How do you say that?
Hawaii.
Oh, you did good. Okay.
I've been... I'm trying.
Hawaii.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
Trying not. Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Actually, there's two ways. Some people say, just say, I go to Hawaii.
Right.
Hawaii.
But if you look at the spelling of the word, you have H-A-W-A and a I and a little thingy between
little thingy.
The next I. And it's Hawaii.
E-E-E.
Or the old-timers say Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Okay.
I could probably do Hawaii because I'm Jewish.
Put a little V in it.
Mazel tov.
Exactly.
But there's a vibe there that it really is. Slow down and enjoy. Enjoy your food. Enjoy your sunset. Enjoy your music. Enjoy your life. And it's just so nourishing to the soul. And I've known Uncle Charlie for many years before I ever got to Hawaii. And when I finally got there, I got it. And so then when I came back and I called him and I said, hey, guess where I went for my honeymoon? And he's like, of course.
And Uncle Charlie, when are you going back to Hawaii?
We're going to try to get back sometime this year. Ilima and I want to get back there because we have to attend some family functions, and we have a few engagements that we hopefully are coming up where we'll be able to go home and sing.
Do you very still have nice. A place there?
My family's all passed away now. It's funny how things work out. I'm ending up to be the oldest one in the family now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're the patriarch now.
You're still alive anyway.
What was that movie that was just out it won all these Academy Awards. You know what I'm talking about, right?
With George Clooney.
Yes.
Oh, Descendants?
Oh, my God. You know, and that beautiful scenery where he didn't want to get rid of it. It was just beautiful, you know, and you always have a place to kind of, you know, hopefully go home to.
Yeah.
Yes. Being that it is Hawaii and it is my home, I really do want to settle back home.
Do you?
Yeah, I said through the years, through all my hippie days, nah, I'll never go home, I'll never do this. I wasn't motivated to do anything except just exist. But as time has gone, Hawaii looks ever more brighter each day as I get older.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be at home. I want to be able to, when I close my eyes, I want to be able to know that I closed my eyes and I could see Hawaii before I went.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's gotten down to that.
Wow.
Isn't that weird how our journeys, you know? I mean, we go through our journeys. Yeah. We have all these wants and dreams. And, you know, it's funny. I was looking at my house, you know, my husband wants to move to, I'll tell you where.
Bolivia.
No, Belize.
Is that what? Belize.
Yeah.
Is that?
Belize.
Belize?
Yeah.
Belize. Oh, my God.
Okay. That's his new thing. And I just go, okay, yeah, right? But you know what? We kind of never know what our road, where we're going to, you know what I mean? And you just kind of have to have that dream.
Well, Uncle Charlie has, I believe in my life, because there's a spiritual connection, I believe he's been in California for a reason. And not just to touch my life, but so many people, the people who are his students, I mean, over the years, you're in the thousands, students. Thousands. Oh, I know you call them friends. He makes friends with all of his students. But, I mean, there are, I can't even tell you how many untold thousands of people who have the joy of music in their life directly because of Uncle Charlie.
I love that.
And, you know, I'm one of them. And, you know, I had played piano when I was younger and quit my lessons. And there was one day where I just said, Uncle Charlie, I'd love for you to give me a couple guitar lessons. You know, what would that cost me? And he laughed. And
sweet.
He laughed.
You only had a couple?
Yeah.
That's all you needed?
That's all I needed. No, we actually got to the point where we played in a couple. He was gracious enough to allow me on stage while he was on stage.
Really?
And I played bass for him for a little while, which is funny because he was a bass player as well.
Well, it was trickery.
It was trickery. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
he
good
tricked
teacher,
me up on
you
stage.
That, right?
Yeah.
No. I know that kind of teacher, yeah, where you kind of, you're motivating in a different way.
You can take someone and say, all right, I'm going to teach you these chords. In Stephen's case, and it's funny how it works out, I didn't really realize you'd ended up being a doctor, but you are.
He taught me how to be a doctor.
What I did was I taught him a song, Kim. And then at the end of the song, I said, by the way, you just learned three chords.
Oh, see.
Oops.
See, you
he's
know
tricky
what?
That way.
But you know what? If school was like that.
I know. Well, see? Exactly.
I mean, that's what our kids, if our kids
schooling and learning and knowledge needs to be experiential, it needs to be practical, it needs to connect to the human being. And again, the gift of music, I'll say it a million times, is right to the soul of a human being. And you can't deny that. How can you not learn when your soul is being touched?
Yeah. No, I love it.
Well, when you speak about motivation, and it's interesting, not only am I watching, for you folks out there, I'm watching three people around me that really groove on the same page.
Thank you.
It's like watching the Clippers come back and beat Memphis last
night. I like it.
In a lot of ways, as they spoke about education, I can say if any of you have an ukulele out there or if you know someone that has one, this is a little tip for motivation. There's an elder senior citizen that sits in Target, I think, in Thousand Oaks and Ventura. He sits by the pretzels and he plays an ukulele almost every day. We call him Papa Tag.
Hmm.
There are children that go to Cleveland High School that carry ukuleles around with them all day. And it motivates them to do the best that they can do with what they have. They've lost their music programs.
Hmm.
There are little children in Mountain View Elementary, way up in Sunland Tahunga, or La Crescenta, actually, that have motivated the faculty and the staff to learn how to play this little thing so that they can be on the same page with the children. So when we get down into the fact of a motivation for music as a motivational thing, it all starts with the music. Isn't that right, Stephen?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if any of you want to pick up an ukulele, I think I might try to talk Kim into picking up an ukulele.
I kind of have.
Day.
I know. I just. How did you sense that?
Yeah. Because there's more music in you than you really realize.
Yeah. You know, my younger son, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
He has so much music inside him.
Yeah, he does.
And I think that would be really motivating for, you know.
It's motivating for anybody. And if time permitting, if
please,
you listen out
absolutely.
There, folks, I'm just going to play chords.
Okay. Give us a couple of chords.
You're going to hear this. And Maddie, am I picking up?
Yeah. And let me just remind anybody that's just tuning in right now. Where can they find you if they're not finding you on here? And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a website, and you can actually get to my email first because there are other things that we have going on that at this time wouldn't be. But my email address is M as in Michael, A as in Arthur, K as in knife, A as in Arthur, N as in Nathan, U as in United, and I as in Isaac. Mukanoi at SoCal, SoCal dot RR.com.
Okay.
Get in touch. And in other words, just
we'll
drop a line and say aloha.
Yeah, we'll post it on Kim's Facebook
but
as well.
For you folks, if you want to play the ukulele, remember, you can.
Mm,
you
I
can
love
do
that.
Anything that you want because it is simply an instrument, and it is step one, letter A. It's music.
Okay.
So here's just a few chords. It's just chords. Let's see what happens. Basic chords you would learn in elementary school or the senior home. Hear that?
Yeah. Very nice.
Of course, it should be in tune, folks. That would help. Here's the chords. That's the chords. Now, let's add a little bit of strum to it. Now let's add something that's a little bit off the wall that you would never think that's coming to that. Don't get offended if you're an Elvis fan, please. I don't mean this wrong. Steven.
Wise men say only fools blush in for I can't help falling in love with you.
There you had ABC.
Oh my God, amazing. You are amazing, really. There is so much, you know, you could feel your love and your passion.
It feels good.
Oh, it feels really good. I'm so glad. Yeah, you're welcome here anytime.
No,
I'm telling you.
Those were the chords. Now, when you have four little strings, one little.
You know what
thing,
I love about it? It's little.
I know,
little.
Exactly. Unintimidating.
In other words, Stephen wanted to go to school. He wanted to carry a guitar around. Hopefully, the chicks would look at him. That's why we all did it anyway. But you couldn't do it because it was too big. Now, almost every kid in every school across the United States is carrying one of these things around.
Really?
Because they can play it.
And are they expensive?
No, they range anywhere from $30 to beginner ukuleles. They can get as high as $1,000. This one that I have in my hand here retails for probably about $130, $140.
So it's very reasonable, and yet you have music.
Yes. Entry level.
And remember, folks, not only did you hear the strumming, but there are individual strings. I'll do something really quick, time permitting. We're running
low.
Yeah. We're good.
And you might remember this.
Thank you.
I slipped there, but that's
Mr. St. Louis.
Of course, yeah.
Now, hopefully that'll motivate you guys to go out and pick up a little ukulele and ask around, because in the Ventura County alone, there are many ukulele clubs that seniors are a part of and young kids. So anyway.
And there's a very large Polynesian community in Ventura.
Oh, huge out here. Huge out here. I have many, many friends out here. I know most of the Hula Studios and the elders out here. And I got to tell you, before I go take off, you guys...
Wait, you're not leaving yet.
No, not yet.
But I got to tell you, what you've really done, Kim, and what you've really done, Stephen, is you've allowed another faction of our Polynesian community to reach out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's what you've really done. And you've allowed it to be done through the aloha and through the music. So on behalf of the many people that I represent, I thank you guys, okay? Mahalo nui loa.
You know, another thing that I wanted to mention, and I've brought this up a couple of times before, but there's at least among people who are sensitive, I'm not Polynesian by any stretch of the imagination. I'm more Norwegian than anything. I'm about as white as you white can get. Yeah. But there are times where I feel like I want to play the Polynesian music and I want to sing, but I don't want to be in any way offensive. I don't want to do a caricature of the aloha spirit. I want to just be real with it and participate in it. It doesn't bother Polynesians that white people want to play it, does it?
No, it doesn't, because I tell you what makes Hawaiian music so beautiful is that it can be, is that it's loved by everyone and everyone can do it. Does it have to be in the language? No, it doesn't. Beyond the reef, where the sea is dark and cold, does that have to be any other way?
Wow.
You are
beautiful.
So, I mean, there he beautiful.
Goes. Thank you.
Beautiful. Wow. I'm like, I'm in awe.
And he keeps putting it down, and I'm like, pick that thing back
up. I know.
I'm waiting for Kathleen is what it really is.
God. Wow. What an amazing, you know, it's sometimes you just really, you never know what your day is going to bring.
Where you're going to go, what you're going to be inspired by, there is, I mean, you can search this stuff out. I mean, we're living in the most technologically advanced time civilization has ever been in. You are able to search and connect with things that you never imagined before, and go for it. I mean, we dream of going to Hawaii. We sit in our little huts, you know, here in Southern California and think, oh, this is pretty nice. But there are places to go and people to see and things to experience that can change your life in so many ways and enrich your life in so many ways. I got on my motorcycle on Friday morning. I have my son in the sidecar, and we headed out, just out. And the general plan was to stay off of the 101, but go on all the roads around it and see how much of the country we could see, how much of the state we could see, you know, not on the 101, not what we've already seen, even though off the 101, it's beautiful. It's amazing. But go, connect, and get yourself involved. Listen, eat, taste. You know, run, jog, laugh, play, hula hoop, do whatever it takes to get yourself out of your rut and begin again.
Well, you know what? Okay, so leading into that, I found this little something that I read here, how busy people feel.
Okay.
And four ways that you can avoid or recover from burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Monday morning I thought, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, I've been really exhausted lately.
Sure.
And so you have to, like, listen and take note of that kind of stuff. But one of the things is that you have to really grab every opportunity, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's one. Okay, because life, like
that's
we were just talking
carpe
about.
Carpe diem, seize the day. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, but truly disconnect. Find, like you just said, you
unplug for a little
unplug,
bit.
Unplug, yeah. And so definitely unplug. Okay, that is number one. Let me find my little things here.
I love it when you go to the Center for Spiritual Living. You always come back with such juicy stuff.
Yeah, this wasn't
But you're inspired.
Yeah, this wasn't part of that. This isn't. I'm like gathering information from all over. I'm telling you, anything that I feel like a glimpse, like I'm all about going, okay, wait, where do I get my ukulele? I'm serious. I'm so inspired by people lately. This is where... I can't tell you.
Can you imagine what would happen if you self-actualized?
Okay. Okay.
You would shine so brightly the entire world would see it.
Wow. You know, anyways. Okay, so
Don't
the other one is refocus on your successes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Take stock in that. You have been successful.
Yeah, own them. Mm-hmm. But for all my listeners out there, own what you have. Every single person has a unique gift.
Yep.
Take knowledge of that. So that's number two. Number three is set a major goal that you cannot achieve on your own. Find somebody that can help you get to that next spot.
Very nice.
You know, a mentor, a parent, a friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so important. And then number four is get back into the fun.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's what it's all about. Life is supposed to be fun.
It is.
You know, and make sure that you have time for some fun. So this has been an amazing show today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I am so excited that you're starting your day here with the Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you that at 1 o'clock you can hear our show again. Also, if you have any questions or you want to be a part of my show, either give me a call at 805-419-0008 or you can give me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. We got lots of stuff coming up. We got Caneo Valley Days coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I want to give away tickets. We're going to be there. We're going to be a part of
That's
all
right.
that.
Actually, this Friday is going to be Special Kids Day at
yes,
Caneo Valley
Thursday
Days.
Yes, Thursday is grand opening at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So another amazing weekend. So, Uncle Charlie, I'm going to call you Doctor because you really are a doctor of your music. But Uncle Charlie, again, really quick, where do we find you?
Well,
you know what we'll do? We're going
to
post it.
Get in touch with me, Dr. Steven.
To everybody out there, if you stay in touch with the Kim Pagano Show and you stay in touch with Dr. Steve, I can guarantee you this much for what it's worth. They're going to be bringing a lot more of Hawaii to you.
There you go.
As well as more exposure to the ukulele, because before this thing is all over, Kim Pagano is going to be sitting with an ukulele club somewhere in Ventura County.
Oh, I love it.
And she's
going to
pick
okay.
these seniors up, and they're going to pick her up as well.
I love it.
As far as you, Steve,
all right.
Get some glasses.
Okay, I'll get some glasses.
All right.
Dr. Stephen Trudeau, 805-794-7270. Easy to find on the internet. Just type in my name.
There you go. Matt, thank you so much for a great show. All my listeners, all my callers. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is only do what your heart tells you to do.
Ooh.
With that.
We've been doing that today.
I'm telling you, it will move you in the right direction. So I thank all of you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.